the impeachment trial is a bunch of nonsense. Since the inception of the President of the United States, it is a known fact that presidential candidates, presidents, vice presidents, their cabinet members, and foreign dignitaries have all been privileged to make deals on behalf of the United States. That's nothing new, and it will continue as long as we have a president in the White House. It's a bunch of nonsense for the Democrats to try and impeach a president for even the thought that he might withhold funds from any country that we're rendering assistance to. First of all, it's our money. Second of all, the president has executive privileges to restrain himself in terms of to give or not to give the funds. That is my opinion in 1 minute and 30 seconds. Let me take you to John, the new chapter, New Testament, 1 John chapter 1. Let me read a little of that to you. In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. He was in the beginning with God. All things were made through him, and without him, nothing was made that was made. In him was life, and the life was the light of men. And the light shines in the darkness, and the darkness did not comprehend it. They didn't understand it. They didn't want to receive it. They rejected it. There was a man sent from God whose name was John. This man came for witness to bear witness of the light, that all through him might believe. This is what we're trying to, let me stop. Let me sear this in you like I'm branding you, no offense, like a cowboy is branding a steer. Let me brand this in your mind. You first must believe. That's the first step. No matter how dark it is, no matter how hurt, no matter how bent out of shape, no matter how, what they did to you, no matter what you lost, whether you ain't got, you still got to hold on. You got to keep believing. When things seem like, oh, Lord, don't do it. Hold on. Wait upon the Lord. Let me continue. He was not the light. John was not the light. I'm not the light. But was sent to bear witness. That's what we're doing here. That's what you and I must do. Starting today is to let our little light shine. That was the true light, which gives light to every man coming into the world. He was in the world. He is, we're talking Jesus Christ. In the beginning was the Word is God. The Word is Jesus. From the beginning to the end, don't try to, you ain't gonna never be able to figure out how God, where he come from, what he was and he will all, and I'm gonna get to that in a minute. Help me, Holy Ghost. He was in the world, and the world was made through him, and the world did not know him. He came to his own, and his own did not receive him. But as many as received him, to them he gave the right to become children of God, to those who believe in his name. The Lord said, think not that you'll receive anything of me if you don't believe. And the word, who were born not of blood, nor of the will of the flesh, nor of the will of man, but of God. And the word became flesh and dwelt among us, and we beheld his glory, the glory as of the only begotten of the Father, full of grace and truth. Now, let me switch gears a little bit here and take you to 2 Timothy chapter 2, starting at the first verse. Let me read a little of this. Thou therefore, my son, be strong in the grace. There we go again. That is in Christ Jesus. See, you're alive today, right now, wherever you are, whoever's listening, to serve God. I don't care what you've been through, what you're doing, what you ain't doing, what you, God is talking to you through me. There's nothing I can do, but the Spirit that uses me, I'm just the vessel. And verse 2, and the things that thou hast heard of me among many witnesses, thou, the same commit thou to faithful men. See, what we're teaching here, let it soak in. By believing, for we walk by faith and not by sight, that you may at some point, hallelujah, be able to teach other men, because you're going to experience the power of God in your life if you ain't never had a touch of his hand on you. I'm talking about a supernatural experience is about to take place because God is calling you to action. He has spared us all, everyone, for such a time as this. We must move into action. We must stand up for what's right. We must not be ashamed of what we believe. And we cannot compromise when it comes to holiness. Help me, somebody. He says, be able to commit what I teach you to faithful other men. That's a whole nother subject I want to talk about us men standing up and being real men. Oh, Lord, we done took wooden nickels, bamboozled. We have been brainwashed. What's the other one? Stockholm Syndrome. We done fell in love with the enemy. I rebuke that in the name of Jesus. We're going to reverse that, snatch you out of darkness, and move you into God's marvelous light. For 3 says, thou therefore endure hardness as a good soldier of Jesus Christ. 4 says, no man that warreth, entertain himself with the affairs of this life, that he may please him who has chosen him to be a soldier. Listen, could you imagine we're on the battlefield? Bob, Joseph, and Pookie is supposed to have my back. And Pookie, instead of watching my 6, help me somebody, Pookie is thinking about Lula May. Daydreaming. We on the battlefield. Hand grenades and bullets and tanks is all around us, and homeboys thinking about Lula May. Help me somebody. All right. Then let me jump on over here with the 15, because let me tell you, Lord, hold on. Help me, Lord. He says 15, he says, study. I'm still in Timothy chapter 2, verse 15. Study to show thyself approved unto God. That's who we first got to show ourselves approved to, is God. A workman that needeth not to be ashamed, rightly dividing the word of truth. And we got to spread it. We got to share it. It's like when you're having supper and you got a guest of 6 or 7. Everybody got to have a plate. Let me take you to Isaiah 43. But now thus said the Lord that created thee, O Jacob, and he that formed thee, O Israel, fear not, for I have redeemed thee. God is what he's doing. He's snatching you out of the darkness into God's marvelous light, for he has plans for you. Stop thinking that you ain't nothing. Stop believing what they said, that you ain't gonna never be nobody. The devil is a lie. You's a child of God. and God can raise you up. He is, in fact, in the process. Don't you feel his hand moving on you right now? Don't you know God is gonna change your life? You are going to be recognized as a soldier in the army of the Lord because you're going to use your talents. He said, I have called thee by thy name. Thou art mine. When thou passest through the waters, I'll be with thee. And through the rivers, they shall not overthrow thee. When thou walkest through a fire, thou shalt not be burned, neither shall the flame kindle upon thee. For I am the Lord thy God, the Holy One of Israel, thy Savior. I gave Egypt for a ransom, Ethiopia and Sabia for thee. Sheba, since thou was precious in my sight, thou hast been, oh good, honorable. I have loved thee. God said, you're worthy. You mean something to me. Shake it off. Snap out of it. Pull yourself together. Put in your mind that I am what God say I am. I'm going to be what God say I'm going to be. I may look rough right now. Oh, but I know a man named Jesus. And I have loved thee. Therefore, I will give men for thee and people for thy life. Let me stop for a minute. What I believe God is saying, listen, I need y'all to remind me. Come on, I need your help. I need y'all to remind me why I'm doing this. One, show myself approved unto the Lord. Two, because Jesus loves us. Three, I'm being obedient. Four, I love you as my brother. Five, we shall rise. Six, we shall overcome. Seven, we shall stand on the mountaintop together in this generation. Because you know why? I'll tell you why. The enemy wants to come to kill, steal, and destroy you. He wants to take away God's promise to you. He wants to take away your family, any good friend that you might have, though they may be few. Your job, your money, your health. And guess what? Last but not least, your life. And he wants to take your life in darkness. Because if you die in darkness, you can't see the light. Because you'd be dead then. You won't have a chance if you're dead. God is saying, wake up, children. Men, stand tall. Men be men and women be women. You ain't confused. Don't get caught up in this Hollywood nonsense. I can love you, but I can, you know what? I love you, but I hate the sin. That's what God, he said, I want you holy like me. I can be nice to you. I can smile, but if you're doing dirty, doggone, abomination stuff, I got to say, well, you know, I don't subscribe. I have to put a check to that. Fear not, for I'm with thee. I will bring thy seed from the east and gather thee from the west. I will say to the north, give up, and to the south, keep not back. Bring my sons from far and my daughters from the ends of the earth. Even everyone that is called by my name, I have created him for my glory. I have formed him, yea, I have made him. Bring forth the blind people that have eyes and the deaf that has ears. Let the nations be gathered together. Let the people assemble who among them can declare this and show us former things. Let them bring forth their witnesses. Let that they may be justified, or let them hear and say it is true. Ye are my witnesses, saith the Lord, and my servant, whom I have chosen. God chose you. Put that in your brain. God chose you, and you, and you, and especially you there, that ye may know and believe. Remember, believe me and understand that I am he. Before me, there was no God formed. Neither shall there be after me. I am even the Lord, and beside me there is no Savior. It's been a treat. It's been an honor. I want each and every one of you to have a nightlight. Oh, wonderful. I hope. Well, I thought I was going to stumble, but I didn't miss a beat, I don't think. God bless you. Well, I'll see you here. We'll talk next time. This time's next Sunday. Okay, thank you, Miss Brenda. And thanks for finding that piece. Yeah, that was it. That's the tune. Okay, thank you. Good night.